the Ed Moore Invite Troy on Monday. Of course, moved from Saturday to Monday. That means you go back-to-back with some of your kids at Dundee. But that Ogallala, that's a little preview of your district. A lot of district teams with Sydney and Cozad and yourself and the Shadrins, Gothenburg. You're going to see a lot of those folks in about a month or so again.
Yeah, that's the beauty of that meet. We always like going up there. I mean, it's always fun to see those schools and compete against them. You know, obviously you're minus Gearing and Scotts Bluff and McCook that have some great athletes and good competitors and are really, really solid teams and have had some solid track programs and history. And so it's tough. You get those schools. Everybody's got a couple good kids in different events or some areas, you know, that they have some strengths in, and it makes it super competitive. So you kind of start to get a little bit of what that's going to look like on May 13th, and that time comes really, really fast. So I was excited to just get up there and get a nice day in, even though it was kind of the one session format. I mean, that's the one thing you want to hope to start to get some meets there where you're seeing prelims and finals and getting your kids a little more conditioned to that with sometimes the weather group, and we've missed out on that a little bit. So, but it was a good day.
And you continue to see progress, whether in your running events, your field event kids as well. Those girls are, you're seeing improved times each and every meet, and this one really, really brought out the best of them, didn't it?
It does. I think competition brings out the best when you do that. Like I said, we still try to get in shape and get kids to practice. Like I said, spring's so busy. Seems like, man, some of them haven't even hardly seen very much with, you know, being in Lincoln last week with FSA, and like we got 25 that leave for FBLA tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and some of them may show up in Cambridge Saturday afternoon, some may not, you know, and so, but yeah, competition, anytime you can see different kids, you know, I mean, yesterday, just the meet at Dundee County, there were some great performances, great times there, you know, and so looking to Saturday, that's kind of exciting, seeing some of the athletes are out in Western Nebraska, and in the area, there's a lot of quality kids right now that are doing some good things. So, but we'll see how it goes.
Yep, with the Rusher girls and the sprints, and Peyton Owens and the hurdles, your relays are right up there as well, cutting some time, and you're pretty much on track. You feel like we're on track, a lot of kids, and where they are, this marks early in the season. Hey, we're right where we want to be right now.
I think some of it was just getting confidence Monday, you know, knowing you're making the switch to B and telling them, you know, you see a lot of these kids like in a meet like that and best of the Midwest and some of those times. I mean, nothing, it's still the event. I mean, you're still, your biggest competitor is you. You're still competing against yourself. Like, I mean, are you putting the time to get better in the blocks and on your starts? Are you doing little things? In the field events, your jumps, your throws. And so, you know, it's easy to get caught up in today's digital world and access at our fingertips to everything, to get caught up comparing and worrying about this and that. But bottom line is, I mean, each day, did you get better at practice? Did you work on something where you're locked in and focused and you got better at doing something that you did corrected and fixed? And if you can do that stuff on a daily basis, you should see improvement week by week. And so that's got to be the goal, is control what you control. And that's doing the little things the right way each and every day.
Any surprises in any area on the track and the field events? A girl or two that's maybe you didn't expect maybe early in the season to do as good as she was doing. Anybody stand out?
I think like right now, like an Avery Beamer, you know, sophomore, you know, gets third, runs 13.5 and 27.1 in the 200. You know, she's one that's starting to come around and show you some things there a little bit. You know, Kate Colson yesterday at the, you know, she didn't run at the meet on Monday, but taking her down to Dundee County, and, you know, another sophomore that runs a 6:04 mile, and we threw in the 4x4 for speed work, and her split was 65. You know, and I've never, you know, she's never done anything like runs like that, and I'm going, man, maybe you need to be doing more 4:08, you know, and so those are the things. When you go and, like you said, yeah, there's kids that just kind of surprise you in different areas. You know, Miranda Spady, you know, we've looked at moving her over to the throws, and she's had some throws in the discus over 120, but she's only been down there, you know, a couple times, you know, and so we know she may have some potential, like once he actually works on it and does some stuff there that maybe not just this year, but next year down the road, where we need to start picking up some points in the throws, maybe there, as well as Kaylee Rusher. You know, we started looking at her. You know, we're going to try to have her pole vault, or are we going to try to develop her in the shot and discus? And so we've had a lot of young kids that have continued to improve. Even Myla Brown, who's a senior, who's just stuck with it. I mean, she's PR'd and done some things there for herself. So for some of them, just to see their own growth and that they're getting better, I think is a big thing. You know, Landry started off great in high jump with, you know, clearances of 5. Like I said, and I think she's got some good things ahead of her there. Like I said, it was kind of crazy Monday because she went and anchored the 4x8 and came over to try to jump 5.2 and, again, had a decent attempt there. And so, you know, those are a couple of them that are probably there starting to look at us. I mean, Tessa Smith, sophomore, junior, I guess, that ran 5.57 in the mile the other day up there. You know, I mean, that's one that started to, you know, she got 17th in state cross country this year, you know, and wasn't even, you know, kind of in the hunt there last year and almost got medal of state cross country meet this last season. So I think she's got some good things ahead of her there too. So all of them, you know, they just, like you said, they show improvement and sometimes too, I mean, we get caught looking at just certain marks and numbers, but there's some of those kids that just really are glue for your team that maybe don't always place or up in there, but like what they bring to practice in the locker room each day are so important for a team. And so I always want to make sure that doesn't go unnoticed, too. You got those just certain role players and those kids that are just bring the positivity and energy and the encouragement to their teammates, and I think those are very, very big issues, too, on a track team. So,
we'll see. The Don Stein invite, you mentioned you might have some kids gone for FBLA. If they're there, it's going to be a great meet. You've always had chance to see Dundee. You haven't had a chance your varsity kids score off against them yet. And of course, to the east, the Southern Valleys, you know, have the good sprinter and everything. So you get a chance to see some new teams along the way too, don't you?
Yeah, that's exciting. Like I said, when I was looking at stuff the other night, I mean, like I said, for Western Nebraska, what a loaded field. I mean, Addie Hunt obviously put in the time and worked on her form and is doing some great things, but you know, with her at 12:01 and Claire at 12:28 and Farr at 12:39, I mean, Riley 13:08. I mean, that's awesome. Hopefully, that'll pull her down into the 12. She get a competitive race like that. You know, it's gonna be great. Same thing. There's some great 200 times there. 24:05, 24:09. You know, 3 in the 26s. They'll make each other better. I mean, obviously, I don't know, Claire and Addie in the 400, 58, 59, depending on what they decide to all do on Saturday. But, I mean, that would be good for an Emily Randall and a couple of our kids to see there, as well as, I mean, and all the way down. I mean, Hershey's got that Hacker girl, sophomore, that just ran a 2:28.800. And so, you know, she'll be in the hunt there. But, yeah, a lot of good times. The relay should be fun. 4x1 should be fun there. I mean, if Dundee County goes after the relays, I mean, a 50.72 in the 4x1 for Class D teams, pretty phenomenal. It'll put them in the hunt, and I mean, so that'll be a fun race there for sure. 4x4, we saw some great times the other day with Maywood Hay Center at 4:10. You know, and even back to district, you see McCook's run a 4:12 and Dundee a 4:14, and so looks like even Arapahoe's run a 4:17 and we ran a 4:18. We didn't run Riley Rusher and a couple of kids there the other day. But, again, we threw in Ashton Hearman, our miler, that jumped in and kept us in the race down there and ran hard. So relay should be really fun on Saturday as well as the sprint events. And so should be for a great day. It's going to be nice and warm. So that'll be good. But looks like good throws. Jumps are really balanced. You got 4 kids all at kind of 5 foot down there, so I didn't realize too. I mean, it's like Southwest has got a good little vaulter, went 10-2, and Avery's there at 10 foot, and you know, Yeah, like I said, it's good. Should be a good meet. Should be a lot of fun. Should be some good performances, and I think the kids will